Episode 143. I've been lazy.
A clearer voice for business online. More focus. All the pointers for social media are here. The tools and techniques to give you an edge. All in the Online Marketing Audio Blog, presented as ever by Julia Doherty of Green Umbrella.
Today, I'm going to talk through a new blogging strategy and also explain the mistakes that I've made in the last 6 months. I also have some podcasting advice for you as well, so keep tuned.
Snapchat, Pinterest, LinkedIn, Facebook, Twitter, Bebo, Boo Boo, Coochie Coo, Who's a Pretty Boy Then? All the platforms are covered here.
Yo, hello, 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 and a really warm welcome to the Online Marketing Audio Blog. My name is Julia Doherty, published author, by the way, from Green Umbrella. This is an audio version of the blog that's written on the Green Umbrella website, and its focus is on the small business owner. We appreciate that business owners wear so many hats nowadays, and therefore we need to learn lots of new skills if we're going to be successful, and this blog is here to help. From finance to social media and everything else in between, you're going to find it here on the audio blog.
You're on the Online Marketing Audio Blog.
In each episode, I always add a little something different, which is just for you listeners, in the tool or the technique of the day. So before we transition over to the blogging strategy, let me share with you some advice.
The Online Marketing Audio Blog. Tools and techniques.
I wanted to share with you some advice today. You know, since I started my podcast journey for Green Umbrella, I've been using a podcast hosting service called Podbean. This service has worked tremendously well for me in the last 18 months or so, and it's so easy to use. However, in March this year, I had an email from one of my listeners to say that the player wasn't working very well, and he could only see square boxes instead of the little play button. I asked a few other people, and yes, a few others were also experiencing the same problem. At the same time, the player was working perfectly fine on my Google Chrome, but I felt the need to email Podbean and find out what was going on. I was quite concerned because I could see from the stats that about 70% of my hit rate for my podcast was actually coming from Google Chrome, and it was starting to cause me a bit of an issue. After many emails back and forth to their support people, they decided that it was not their player that had problems and it was my personal settings on my Google Chrome, even though it wasn't me that had the problem. And then I started to get these problems on my Google Chrome as well. So obviously there was numerous people, but they just wasn't listening. They just kept telling me to check different settings on my Chrome. And there's no way I'm going to send that out to like thousands of people who are going to be downloading this episode every week. Anyway, in the end, I've now changed to a hosting service called Audio Boom instead, and this seems to be working quite well. So touch wood, my figures are slowly rising again because they had decreased quite a lot, and I've not had any issues to date. So my technique of the day is to listen to your audience. Even though it may be a painful process to change something in your business, you'll certainly see the benefits if you do so. So don't just bury your head in the sand. You need to address these things if it is having a bit of a drastic decrease in your numbers, which is mine definitely doing.
Get every episode by subscribing on iTunes, and you'll never miss the Online Marketing Audio Blog.
Yes, I admit it. I've been extremely lazy in 2015 when it comes to blog writing. Do you know, I've now got just over 40 guest bloggers who contribute to the Green Umbrella blog, and they've agreed a commitment 3 to 4 times a year, which is brilliant. It's just like a well-oiled machine. They produce the content along with the audio, and then we do top and tails with the podcast. So I do an intro and I do my tool of the day and an outro. That's all I have to do. And then it gets uploaded to our website twice a week, and it goes to iTunes and Stitcher Radio and all that. And it's great news for me, as I've got other people doing all the hard work of producing the much needed content for my website. And it's also good news for the guest bloggers, as they have an exposure to a large network. Yeah, there are 76,000, over 76,000 plus downloads of the Online Marketing Audio Blog podcast, and this is nothing to be sniffed at. However, I've noticed a significant decrease in number of downloads in the last 2 months or so, and I can't put it all down to this Google Chrome problem. It was enough for me to sit back and look at my blogging strategy. And you know what? I've come to the conclusion that I've just rested on my laurels, and basically I've let other people do the hard work. So my audience is mainly interested in online marketing techniques and social media. That's why I set it up in the first place. We're the experts in social media. However, I've only written a handful of social media related blog articles since January. Why is that? Because it was easier to let other people do the hard work for me, and I was, if all I hands in the air, I was actually struggling a little bit for time. Like many business owners, I've struggled to find the time to sit down and write my articles. I've even struggled to produce the top and tell audios for the guest bloggers, and on occasions, yes, I admit it, I've missed my deadlines. I can make all the excuses in the world, but the bottom line is the blog is important, especially if I want to be successful in business. I cannot turn a blind eye to the stats, and I need to address this issue sooner rather than later. I sat down with a pen and paper, yes, no geeky gadgets here, and I started to brainstorm how I was going to achieve the results that I needed. These are some of the suggestions. I even wrote four down. So the first one was, if I needed to focus on social media content and online marketing content, perhaps I should source guest bloggers who just specialise in that particular area. But then it's not me, it's not my way of talking. So that was a bit of a no-no. Number two was, I do provide a video each week for our social media coaching club. This is like a bit of an education slot, so there's always that content going out there. And I could perhaps upload that as a blog on my website, but not do an audio with it. That would save me some time. But again, that's a fairly lazy way of doing it, and my audience can always find this same content over on YouTube anyway. So that was a bit of a no-no. Number three is, I could block time in my diary each week to create this week's blog. But as it is only one blog, then I always find more important things to do, and it just gets put to the back of the pile, or I end up doing it literally just in the morning just to get some content out there, and it's not good content. And the fourth one is, I could block one day a month to produce good quality social media related blogs for the forthcoming months. Work smarter, not harder. That's what's going on in the back of my head. In the end, I've opted for number four. So I'm going to block one day a month and produce good quality social media and online marketing content for the forthcoming month. And I'm going to do it all in one go. I've experimented with the number of actual blogs that I need to produce each week for optimum results. And number two, just two blogs, seems to be the sweet spot for my audience. It's different for every business. So I decided that I'll produce a guest blog off topic, so something business related, which all my guest bloggers are supplying, once a week, and a social media / online marketing related blog once a week. The tool of the day is also really popular, so I'm going to keep those going. I've allocated a full day in my diary for the next 3 months where I will batch 4 social media online marketing blogs with podcasts and a tour of the day, and also batch 4 guest blogs, and I'll record the blogs and the tours of the day on the same day. And also, one thing I haven't been doing is I'm going to schedule time in the diary to upload this content to LinkedIn publisher feature, which I'm just terrible at updating. I'm lucky if I do one a month. This will also give me time for my colleague to proofread the articles before I click publish. So if I batch it all in one day, then she can schedule it out. As long as she's like proofread it before it goes out, then I won't have all these spelling mistakes and grammar checks that I just do quickly because I just want to get it out the door. So just hopefully it'll just be a better process. So anyway, I've waffled. What's the moral of the story? The definition of insanity, as we all know, is to do the same thing over and over again and expect different results. So good old Einstein said that one. So one of the keys to success is to keep an eye on your numbers. We all know that. If you see a decrease in any aspect of your business, whether that's traffic to your website, numbers of likes on your Facebook page, or perhaps decrease in your cash flow, then you need to change your process. Please do not keep doing the same thing over and over again and expect different results. Don't be afraid to change or admit to yourself that something is not working.
Thank you for listening.
I just wanted to let you know about a series of new webinars I've launched and may be of interest to you. One I'll mention each week, but the first one, or the second one I should say, I mentioned LinkedIn last week. This one this week I'm going to mention is Facebook for Business. So check it out. It's all the W's, green-umbrella.biz/F for Freddie, B for Bertie, as in Facebook, webinar, all one word. Learn what you need to make your Facebook page stand out from the crowd, along with a free ebook that I've written, which is 75 ideas of things to post. So go get registering and I'll see you there. If you want to visit today's article, and all you have to do is go to allthews-green-umbrella.biz/143 for the show notes. That's me done for another day. You take care. I'll see you soon. Ta-da. Bye-bye.
Next time, the online marketing audio blog returns with more social media, the guest blog, tools and techniques, hot topic, and all the latest news. Catch Julia then. And in the meantime, pay us a visit at green-umbrella.biz.